السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. بارك الله. علماء کرام، respected brothers in Islam, on such occasions generally we discuss an ayat or two or some hadiths on the virtue of nikah, on the rights and duties of husbands and wives, etc. So whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put into my mind on this occasion, inshallah I will present it before you, even though it may be a repeat of some of the hadiths which you have been listening to many a times and some of the ayats which you have heard many times. But the purpose of these ayats of the Quran Sharif and these hadiths of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we should not only listen to them, but we should see how far we have implemented them in our lives. A night or two ago, I mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made one qibla for us for our salat. All of us face the Kaabatullah, in the direction of Kaaba Sharif, when we are making our salat. Whether we are in the east or west, whether north or south, any country in the world, any place in the world, we face one qibla. Muslims of the world face one qibla. But that qibla is just for our namaz. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made farz, or it is not a condition of the giving of zakat that you should face the qibla and give zakat. It's not a condition of fasting that you must make the niyat facing the qibla. It's not a condition of hajj that when you are traveling, you must make sure that you are always in the direction of the qibla. There's no such conditions. It is only for our salat that we have one qibla and all of us face in that direction. But there is another qibla, which is the qibla of our lives, that every action of ours we must face in that direction. Every action of ours has to be in that direction, not only our namaz. Our namaz has to be in that direction. Our salat, our zakat, our hajj, our sawm, our charities, our nikahs, our talaqs, our buying and selling, our economy, our politics, every aspect of our life, there's one qibla only, and that is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't make him the qibla of our lives, then it is a genuine recipe for disaster. We can check in all parts of the world at present, all those who have distanced themselves from Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle, in other words, his teachings. One was the lifestyle that he chose for himself personally, and one is the shariat which he left behind for us. So those who distance themselves from the shariat, then they are always ending up with problems. If it is marital, if it is a family matter, then there's problems in the family. Business, then there's problems in the business. Any aspect you can take and they'll end up with nothing but problems. Just for an example, those who think that they can make tremendous amount of progress by borrowing from the banks on interest, taking interest, giving interest, and they thought nothing of it. So what did they end up with? Nothing but disaster. The end result will be disaster. Those marriages which start off on the wrong footing, as soon as the person is engaged or not even engaged, and is already indulging in courting and other haram activities, then most of those marriages end up in failure, unless they make sincere tawbah, sincerely repent, because many of us have made mistakes in our lives, and now it doesn't mean that we must go and start repeating our nikahs and say that I would like to get engaged again and then get married again. So now if a person made a mistake, then he makes sincere tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is willing to accept. But generally, this is what happens, that when the wedding or the marriage takes off on a wrong footing, does not follow that qibla of our lives, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it ends in disaster. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. میں شیخ حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم، he says نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے. If you want to go to جنت then you have to follow the footprints of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the steps of نبی علیہ السلام, the way that he conducted his life, then it will take you to Jannat. And to be connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you have to follow the sunnat. Sunnats connect a person with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anything that is connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is full of rahmat, full of barakat, full of noor. And it connects the person with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nikah also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, is my sunnat. It is my way of life. It is something that I have chosen for the ummat. Those people who are possessing the ability to get married, مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاعَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجَ, then they should get married. They should make nikah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that if you have the ability, then make nikah. Don't delay these marriages. It's going to cause a lot of friction, a lot of fitna. It is going to end up with a lot of problems in the society. We are going to have so much of illegitimate births. We are going to have so much of abortions taking place. And especially in our country now, when it is so easy for a young girl of 12 and 15 to also walk in to the clinic and say that I want an abortion, then we can just imagine what we are going to end up with. So if we have to look at the society as a whole, take our whole 1 million Muslims of South Africa, and then count the number of nikahs that are taking place throughout the country in the course of a month or a year, there is hardly any proportion. There's no balance at all. Take the youth, the boys and girls of marriageable age, and not only of 18, 20, 25, but even take the 35s and 40s, there are so many. And I'm not talking about those who, for unfortunate, due to some unfortunate circumstances, they are not getting proposals, or they cannot find suitable match. I'm talking about those who are available. The girls are saying that we are ready to get married. And the boys are also of marriageable age, but they do not want to go and propose, they do not want to get married. So we have large numbers of such people. And the reason for the delays is nothing but our customary practices. That we must have a hall, we must have this, we must have that, and all that list that we make up ourselves, we end up with nothing but problems. On a Friday, where can you get a better crowd than this for a wedding occasion? How simple and easy. Nobody had to make a three-piece suit to come and attend this program here. There was no problem at all for anybody to come and attend. Simply, easily, nikah is taking place. But then after that nikah, what we do is another issue. What is the sense of making the nikah very simply and easily in an ijtima, in the masjid, on a Jummah occasion or some other occasion like that? And thereafter, again, the same functions and same receptions and all the same other problems that we indulge in. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnat is the one that will connect the person with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, this wife that comes into the marriage of a person, she brings so much of lessons for the person. If we have to discuss that, some of the things that are coming to my mind now, we require over an hour. But just to give you one or two things that have just come into my mind, and that is that if you have to look at a marriage, it is something that gives you a lesson of the ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That in a marriage, normally what do you have? I'm talking about those who are restraining themselves from haram. I'm not talking about the animals, the monkeys, the donkeys. I'm talking about the human beings who are Muslims, who are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and who are restraining themselves from zina, from adultery, from fornication. I'm talking about them. So here there are two people who are total strangers. The girl is a total stranger to this person. She is not his wife. He does not know her, she does not know him. They are leading their own lives. So at that time, there is no love in the heart of this person for that woman, and in the heart of that woman for this person. Because they are total strangers, she is living in some home somewhere, and he is living somewhere else. As I mentioned, I'm talking about the good believers. Now after that, what happens is that this person says that I want to get married. So somebody puts him on this track and says that there is a certain girl of marriageable age in a certain home. So now that slight desire is created in his heart, what we term as the talab, that now he's getting a little bit of desire to go and find out more about this girl and get connected. He wants to now put a proposal for this particular girl. Then after some time, he puts a proposal. He puts a proposal and it is accepted. And after it is accepted, then nikah takes place. After a few days or months, nikah takes place. So there were four stages. The first stage was total strangers. After that, the second stage came, where now there was some kind of talab that came into the heart. Thereafter, the person started moving more in that direction until he put a proposal. And then the nikah took place and the person got married. This is exactly our relationship as an example with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That some of us are total strangers. We do not know what the ma'rifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. We do not know what tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala is. We do not know what yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala is. We do not know what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's sifats are. How beautiful He is. We do not know how loving and caring and compassionate and kind and forgiving Allah Ta'ala is. Our hearts are devoid of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because we haven't seen His jamal and His beauty. We haven't appreciated His ni'mats and His qudrat. So we are total strangers to our Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that is that first stage where the both of them are total strangers. He does not know how beautiful and pretty that girl is, and she doesn't know how handsome the boy is. And they do not know what the good qualities of the both are. Each of them are total strangers. There's no ma'rifat of each other. So this is the condition of the majority of the Muslim ummah today, that we are born in Muslim homes, so we take it for granted that we are Muslims. سَيَاتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ وَلَا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ مَسَاجِدُهُمْ عَامِرَةٌ وَهِيَ خَرَابٌ مِنَ الْهُدَى Ha! Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that the time will come upon my ummah. I'm just giving you the gist and the meaning. When Islam will remain in nothing but name. Islam will be just in name. Everybody will say, I'm a Muslim. But that Muslim will be seen in the casino. That Muslim will be seen in the theaters. He will be dancing in the clubs. And he will be at the discos. And he will be taking interest and giving interest. He will be gambling. He will be committing adultery and fornication. And finding justification for everything again in some hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The meaning of which will be completely twisted and turned. So Islam, there will be a lot of talk of Islam. As I mentioned in one of my talks, that in Radio Pakistan, when we used to listen in those days, that there, this Radio Pakistan, when we used to be in India and Pakistan, we used to pick it up very clearly. So the Pakistan radio station will commence with a qiraat. Quran Majeed se hum apne program ka aghaz karte hai. With the Quran Majeed, we will commence our program. And just immediately after that, ab Lata Mangeshkar ka gana suniye. Nauzu billahi min zalik. So that Islam is just in name. Just for a few minutes we are Muslims. After that we forget that we are Muslims. On the 12th of Rabiul Awal, the masajid were packed. Why? Because we have got great love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And indeed, every Muslim has love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we should have. Without the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without the ishq for Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, there is no iman. There is no Islam. There is no iman and Islam without the ishq and the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sharte tawheed e kamil yehi hai. Sharte tawheed e kamil yehi hai. Aapka ishq ho qalb o jaan mein. Gar na salli ala ho zubaan par. Kya asar hoga aahu fughaan mein. So without the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the heart, and without the ishq of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, there is no Islam, there is no iman. But for everything there is a sign, for everything there is a sign. A person will say that you are making this claim, what is your proof? So if we are making a claim, there must be a proof. And the proof is that we are following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnat way of life. Sunnat way of life is not only miswak. Sunnat way of life is not only the beard. These are some sunnats of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam's way of life. But that sunnats are in the marriage, sunnats are in walima, sunnats in the business, sunnats in our dealings with people, sunnats in our entertainment of our guests, sunnat in everything there is. To keep our hearts clean from filth and impurities. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam said that this is my sunnat, that you get up in the morning without malice in your heart for anybody. He says that is my sunnat. Now how many of us practice on that sunnat? that we get up without malice in our heart for any believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all this is the sunnat way of life. Therefore I mentioned on one occasion that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said that man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru miati shaheed, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that the person who brings to life one of my sunnats at a time when there is fitna and fasad, when people are making a mockery of sunnats, at that time when a person brings to life a sunnat of mine, then he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. So always we take this to mean just some of the sunnats which we know very well as sunnats. The miswak, or the keeping or the keeping of the beard, etc. But this sunnat is also in the salat. How many of us make an endeavor to make our salat like the salat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it becomes a sunnat in this time of fitna and fasad. That way everybody is just making Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and up and down and gone. At that time this person is saying, my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how did he make his salat? So I want to make my salat like that, because Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So therefore we can't say that, no, we cannot make the salat in the pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam salat. We cannot reach that stage of ma'rifat in the salat, and we cannot get that kind of qurb of Allah ta'ala that he had. But at least in the posture, at least, that our salat, there is itminan, there is sukoon. The person is going into ruku, subhana rabbi al-azim. Is going into sajda, subhana rabbi al-a'la. When he is reading his surah Fatiha also, then he is reading it properly. Allah. And not that when he goes into ruku as if he is swearing somebody, subhana, 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 subhana. What is that subhana? The person must at least read properly, subhana rabbi al-azim. And before the person has put his head down, is up. So in our namaz, that sunnat. In our fasting, that sunnat. That not just staying away for food and drink, but also that sunnat, that the person is staying away from all haram in that fast. He's staying away from backbiting, he's staying away from swearing, from cursing, from cheating, from fraud and all other evil activities. So then the person will get the sawab of 100 martyrs, because now he's trying to bring these things into his life at a time when there's so much of fitna and fasad all over. So this nikah also, there is a sunnat way that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown to us. And when we bring that to life in these days, then you will get mockery, you will get teasing, you will get laughing and giggling, and people will criticize, and they will pass all kinds of comments that these people are outdated, orthodox, and they do not know what the enjoyment and fun and pleasure is in having some music and entertainment and all those kind of things. But this person will say that I have claimed that I am the lover of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if the entire world becomes angry and displeased with me, it does not affect my life one bit. But if my Allah and my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become annoyed and displeased with me, then there is no way for me to turn. Then I rather drown myself in the ocean of shame than walking on the surface of this earth. Because when a person, his beloved, becomes a little angry, just turns her face a little that side, or stops talking to him on the phone for a few days of once, then this person gets very, very agitated. That this beloved of mine was all the time talking to me, and what happened? Who came in between that suddenly now she doesn't want to talk to me? Just for the woman of this world, if the person can understand that that is what love is, then for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person must question himself that who has come between me and my Allah, that my Allah has become displeased with me? Who has come between me and my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become displeased with me? And who else except our nafs and shaitan? Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere Allah meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Nafs and shaitan, they do not want us to get close to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have given us such a beautiful way of life. He wants to give us peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. Allah. The way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will bring sukoon in the person's life in this world, not only in the akhirah. In this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. So if the entire world, this person will say that in my practicing upon the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and implementing his beautiful teachings in my life, in my walimas, in my marriages, in everything else, if my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to become pleased, then that is sufficient for me. And if there is anything that will displease him, then I do not care for the criticism and the mockery and the teasing of the entire world. Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi, laakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham, aap badle to apna thikana nahi. Oh Allah, if you change, then there is going to be no place for me. If you turn away your glance of rahmat from me, then where am I going to go? So how long are we going to worry about what my brother is going to say, what my father is going to say, what my grandfather is going to say, if I don't go to that hall there where there is all music and television and videoing and intermingling, then my brother will get angry, my sister will get angry, my auntie will get angry. So we are worried about everybody, but the only one we are not worried about is the one who worried about us all the time. We are worried about everyone, and some of those people don't even know us our entire life. The only day they know us is in that wedding occasion. And here this Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was concerned about us during his lifetime, so much of tears he shed for us, so much of blood he shed for us. And this is the concern that we have, that he can get annoyed, Allah can get annoyed and displeased, as long as my whole family is happy and pleased. Where are we going, brothers? Where are we heading for? And believe me, the more we are going to distance ourselves, the more we are going to distance, the more problems. Every day there's nothing but problems in the homes. Every day. Which family can say today that our family is united? We are one body, one soul. Allah Ta'ala creates that division more and more and more. The more we distance ourselves from Him, the more divisions, the more problems. With everything in our hands, but no peace, no contentment, no satisfaction. So نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام is therefore reported to have said, when he was questioned that, Ya Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, what is the best wealth that we can acquire? What is the best wealth? Tell us, inform us that what is the best wealth so that we can accumulate, we can gather, we can also be rich. Now if somebody has to ask us that question, then we will say that get in touch with the minister of economic affairs, or get in touch with Trevor Manuel, or they know all the secrets of how you can become rich. And they will tell you how to buy gold, sell, invest here, invest there. We've got so many different kinds of bonds and all the rest of it. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the best wealth that a person can acquire, أَفْزَلُهُ لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ, a tongue which is engaged in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَقَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ, and the heart which is content and making shukar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, showing gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَزَوْجَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ إِمَانِهِ, and that mu'mina wife who is an aid and a help and an assistance to the deen of this person. If a person gets a wife like that, then he must appreciate, it's a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we have to just discuss now zikr of Allah and shukr of Allah and this, then we can go on for hours and hours. But just to give you one point, that we make a lot of shukr. When we get money, then we make a lot of lisani shukr. With our tongue, shukr, shukr, that's all. Because it tastes like sugar, so that's why we make shukr. When a person gets plenty of money, it's sweet as sugar. So that's why he makes a little bit of shukr. But the real shukr is of the actions of the person. Look at Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wisdom. That you and I are bound to forget that Iman and Islam is such a great ni'mat. How many of us really make shukr of this Iman and Islam?
Nobody.
So after our eating, which we are going to do, eating we are going to do 25 times a day in South Africa, because one Hakim Sahab was asked that, when must I take this tablet, before the meals or after the meals? He said, no, in South Africa, most of you always have some food in the stomach, so you can take it any time, before or after. He said, tumhare liye koi masla nahi, isliye ki har waqt pet mein kuch na kuch hota hi hai. Wo to hamare liye Hindustan mein hai. So we are going to eat, we are going to drink. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, after your meals, read the dua. Alhamdulillahi allazi at'amani wa saqani wa ja'alani minal muslimin. Or alhamdulillahi allazi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. Now there we understand that, O Allah, we are grateful to you, all praise is due to you, that you gave us food to eat, You gave us water to drink, juice to drink, all these type of things to drink. But then where does this come in? And that you made us Muslims. That we are bound to forget that this Islam is such a great ni'mat. It's such a great ni'mat. That we cannot get entry into Jannah. We cannot get the ni'mats of this world and the Akhirat. We cannot get the closeness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we cannot get all the other ni'mats that have been promised without Islam and Iman. So Allah Ta'ala's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his concern for the ummah, that everybody must go into Jannat, so he said, well, as it is, you are not going to really remember, but you're going to remember to eat and drink. So immediately after your eating and drinking, read this dua. So that you recall this as a ni'mat also and make shukr of it. So when you're eating sweets, whether you're eating chocolates, whether you're having breakfast, lunch or supper, you are making shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for this great ni'mat of Islam and Iman. So in the same way, this ni'mat of nikah also, it's a great ni'mat because it is a protection for this person from sin, from haram, from adultery, or from fornication. It is a protection. Unless the person is an animal, or he is following the Western way of life, or his mind has become so clouded with the filth that he sees on television, that he does not get satisfied with the wife that Allah Ta'ala has given to him, the halal woman, and he goes always chasing after haram, then for those people we will say that they require an operation. They require an operation. But for the person that wants to connect himself with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Islam did not say that you must suppress this desire of yours and don't get married. Because all those nations and all those religions where they said that to marry, it is going to reduce your spirituality. So therefore it is not permissible for the cleric and for the priest and for these people and those people to get married, then we know what happens in those institutions. That there are any amount of illegitimate cases, births there, and plenty of abortions, and all kinds of filth that takes place. So Sharia says that this is a legitimate requirement of a human being, so get married. Those people who can afford to pay the rental, to provide sufficient food, and to care for the wife, they have the physical and financial ability, then get married. Make the nikah simple. Instead of spending the hundreds of thousands on show pieces, hiring big halls and feeding thousands of people, and then at the end of the day, either some bank will have to collapse, or some business will have to collapse, or somebody else's small business will have to collapse because of this person's massive and lavish wedding. And no happiness, no barakat, nothing of any kind. So instead of that, if the person has got halal, sufficient amount of money with him, take that and give it to the couple, give it to the children, give it to the son, give it to the daughter, that in the happiness of on this occasion, take this 100,000 and buy what? Something that will give you a good income. But don't waste it, don't make israf. So the shukr of the ni'mat is that we should not make israf, we should not be extravagant. The time has expired. Because this is a subject that we can go on and it will never come to an end. But whatever Allah Ta'ala put in my mind, I put it across to you. But I think I missed out on that four stages that I was talking, because it's a public holiday, the 5 minute extra that we're going to take, we still have 2 or 3 minutes. So the four stages, one was where the person had no knowledge of that girl. So now he puts then he gets to know, somebody says there is a girl there. Now he goes, sees her, then he puts a proposal and then he gets married. So in suluk also, in getting connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, some are total strangers, that they do not know anything about Allah Ta'ala. Then somehow they listen to one bayan, they attend some majlis, they attend some program, they go listen to some waaz and nasihat, or they are taken out by some jamaat, and after that they get some realization that no, we have to get to know our Allah. So now this is trying to get to know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But still the person is not yet connected, his love cannot reach that stage. Because you can only get to know from the person who has really known Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we get connected with him, he tells us exactly who Allah Ta'ala is. When we get to know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now we want to get connected. So that is that wusul ila Allah. The person has now connected himself, that is that nikah that is taking place. This is another subject. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq to learn Islam, to practice on Islam, and to propagate Islam. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless all these marriages that are taking place with barakat, with rahmat, with mawaddat, with muhabbat, May Allah unite their hearts and keep them steadfast on deen and sharia. That just as Allah Ta'ala blessed them with this occasion to get married, now to make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the husband and wife must both make a pledge before they start leading their lives, that we are married to each other for the pleasure of Allah. With His words we have made our nikah, and with His blessings, because if Allah Ta'ala did not permit it, you would have been a total stranger, it would not have been permissible for me to marry. So it is a ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Now let us make sure that in our entire life we don't displease that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and accidentally if we commit some sin, then we make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.